Now, let's go there. The seventh seal was opened and there was silence. Let's read verse 1 again. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour, verse 2. And so there is continuation, isn't it? There is continuation of verse 1. And I saw, that means it happened while he was seeing the silence. He was seeing something again. Something was going on. Silence does not mean there will be no movement. You can move around, but you are not saying anything. Verse 2, something was going on. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God. And to them we are given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And verse 5. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and earthquake. I read that verse 5 again. I read that verse 5 again. Please, catch this revelation I want to share with you. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were, when he cast it now, there were what? Voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. Didn't Jesus say, oh glory be to God, that immediately after the tribulation of those days, these things will take place? That lets me know it is the opening of the seventh seal. Within the seventh seal, listen, hallelujah, the 30-minute silence there was the period for the preparation of the trumpets to sound. Verse 6. And the seven angels, who had the seven trumpets, prepared themselves to sound. It was a preparation time. The first angel sounded. And then all the judgments began. We have read all this before. Praise the Lord. So those 30 minutes that John saw is the extra 30 days immediately after the tribulation of those days that Daniel saw in Daniel chapter 12 and verse 11. The 30 days added to the 1,260 days, making it 1,290 days. The extra 30 days is that 30, half an hour period, 30, that John saw. What is it for? Preparation for judgment. The beginning of the day of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Then we read further. Verse 12 now. Daniel chapter 12. Hallelujah. What did he say? Blessed is he that waited. Now let me quickly add something here. We have been teaching before that the day of the Lord, we just put it, we say it will last for 30 days. I have taught it several times, several years, because some respected teachers that I know, I read from, quoted it, so I believed they had come to the scripture and found out. But as I take another look at those scriptures, I see it a little different. The reason is this. If the day of the Lord, I'm saying this because especially the followers of, readers of Contender and the followers of the Ministry of Raymond Jackson and Richard Gang from Singapore and the rest. This is what all of us teach. Listen very well. That we have been teaching that the day of the Lord, this period called the day of the Lord, will last 30 days because of verse 11 of Daniel chapter 12. But as I'm reading the vials, the sounding of the vials, I saw where one of the vials, I think that is the fifth vial, trumpet, the sounding of the trumpet in chapter 9, Revelation chapter 9. When you look at the fifth trumpet, when the fifth trumpet was sounded, hear the description. Hallelujah. They released locusts. What was released when they sounded? The bottom pit, the bottomless pit was opened. And what they saw was, they described the thing. I just want to go to where I want to point out here. They saw locust that was released upon the earth, and there were like scorpions, and locusts and scorpions, you know, a description of them, you see it from verse 1, of chapter 9. That is the fifth trumpet. But I come to verse 4 and verse 5, he said, and it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented how many months? 5 months. If one trumpet sounded and the effect of it alone will last for 5 months, and that is supposed to be part of the judgment called the day of the Lord, and one of them, the fifth trumpet, lasts for 5 months, then where are we getting 30 days as the period for the day of the Lord? That is where I now get it. I hope I am understood. Praise the Lord. Now, Daniel chapter 9, chapter 12. Let's finish it. We are now in verse 12. Blessed is he that does what? Waited and coming to the 1,305 days. That is 1,335 days. Another 45 days added to that other extra 30 days. Making how many days? 75 days. Correct? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The 75 days that we see here, making up of the that tells you after the tribulation, which ends the last 3.5 years, there is another period, hallelujah, of 30 days for preparation to pour out the judgment through the trumpet angels, 7 trumpet angels. And the Bible says that it is in the days of the voice of the 7th angel. And it is that 7th trumpet angel when he shall begin to sound. Because by the time the 7th one sounds, praise the Lord, everything is concluded. Then, after, the Bible says, despite all the judgment that took place, the people did not repent. Therefore, he's ushered in another judgment using the vials. Praise the Lord. Another 7 angels that pour out their advice one after the other, and these angels, they are pouring it for a period of 45 days after the trumpet has sounded. The next period is 45 days. Therefore, 45 days and then the 30 days, we now know where they come in. And then he said, blessed is one that comes to this period with addition of 45 extra days here. Because by the time this is concluded, within these 45 days of the vials sounding, men will be as precious as fine gold. If you are among those that survive it, he said, you are blessed. See the judgment that is awaiting us. I said, do everything you can that you make heaven. Do everything you can to make the rapture. Do everything you can. Don't miss the rapture. And above all, don't be among the foolish virgins. You are listening to me now because you are a virgin for this age. If the door closes when the archangel stands up from the mercy seat, he closes the door, it will not open again. And the door will soon close. The door will soon close. Church, the door will soon close. Let's bow down our heads for 2 minutes and just talk to God. He said, keep diligence to make your calling and election sure. Give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Give diligence to make your calling and election sure. This is how they play. So, what if what this man is saying is true? Talk to God concerning your life. Opportunity is given to you now. What if what I'm saying is true, and I know it is true, and it shall come to pass? Which side will you be? You see the love of God. See the mercy of God. It's not everybody that is hearing what you are hearing now, because there is one nightclub now, or what do you call it? A clubhouse now. There is one hotel now with a hangover. Some of them, they have gone to their own church where they spent only 30 minutes, 1 hour, 30 minutes, and they are back to their business. They only went there to pay their tithe and offering. You see? Hey, what if this is true? Brother, afar from the Savior today. Risking your soul. You are taking risk now. And it's unnecessary risk.
Oh, if today God should call it away, what will you give in exchange for your soul?
Oh, yes.
What will you give? What will you give? What will you give in exchange for your soul? Oh, is it today
brothers,
what will you give?
My sisters,
what will you give?
I say,
what will you give in exchange for your soul? What if today God should call it away?
God now, and you want him to help you. You want, you can come to the altar, so desire. You want to, I made a step like that, I came to the altar. From that day, 1989, till now, I didn't come up for people to see me. I came out in a bold step to declare openly, I will serve you. Thank you for sparing my life to this hour. Mercy is calling,
would you give him more than your Savior
still tenderly?
Oh, risk not your soul.
Don't risk your life.
It is precious in me.
Oh,
what will you do? In a state for your soul.
Jesus is calling you now. This is the time for you to come.
What will
you do? Oh,
what
will you do?
In a state.
Why are you risking your life for the things that will decay? We came to this earth naked. You will leave this earth naked. There's nothing you acquire here that will follow you home. Even if you made a big name here, after you die, they will be calling your name, calling your name, calling your name. And it does not affect you anymore. For it is appointed unto man once to die. After that is judgment. 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 And the majority of the people that are listening to me now are people that have made up their mind to serve God. But that is the battle. In your heart, every day, looking for what you will eat. And you risk your life for it. At the detriment of your soul. Can't you see you are decaying, decaying? Can't you see? Are you how you were when you first gave your life to Christ? Is it easy for you to forgive? Up to now, you are still lying. And your conscience is not affecting you. The things that you will not do before. Now you are doing it. And your conscience is not even affecting you. The things when you gave your life to Christ, when you do, you start to cry the whole day. But now you are swimming in it. Your conscience is not affecting you. You are backsliding. This is a period for consecration. It's a period again for somebody to say, I've wandered far away from God.
Lord, I'm coming home.
Lord, I'm coming home.
That's the song of a backslider.
Heart of sin to Lord of truth. Oh Lord, I'm coming.
Oh, I am coming.
Coming. Coming. Never more
to me.
Wasted
my life chasing things that have brought value to life. But now I'm coming home. Now I'm coming home. Oh yes. I repent with bitter tears. I repent, Lord, I repent. Is he enough to receive somebody? To rub. You have been rubbing up and down, rubbing up and down. When will you stop rubbing? When will you stop? When will you stop? Son of God, daughter of God. Oh, yes, Lord.
I'm tired of sin.
Won't you be tired of sin? Won't you be tired of living that type of life, somebody? Get too far from God. Come back home. Come back home.
I'll trust thy love. I'll believe thy Lord. Lord,
I'm coming home. Father, they are coming. Father, they are coming. Look at their hearts. Look at their hearts. They are coming. They are coming. Throughout this period, that's their prayer. Do something, Holy God, do something, Lord. Open your hands. You said, come. You said, you will not cast them away. They have come. them, receive them. Give them evidence, give them evidence, give them evidence, Papa. My soul is sick, my heart is sore. Father, they are convicted now. They are convicted. They are convicted. They are convicted. Jesus. Renew my strength. Renew my hope. Renew, renew, renew. Papa, restore, 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 restore. Looking at your heart now. Whether you're able to come to the altar or not, the place he meets you is in your heart. If you open your heart, even now, if you open the heart, even now, he will take over. He will take over. There's something God wants to hear from your mouth today. That you belong to Him. And that you should have His way in your life. You want to rededicate your life before the Lord. Over and again, I give you my... Everybody. Over and again. Everybody. I give you my soul. God wants to hear it. So that even now somebody can receive the Holy Ghost now.
Over and again, I belong to you.
Over and again.
Over and again, I give you my love.
Over and again,
I give you my soul.
All of me belong to you. All of me.
Over and again.
Over and again. Totally, take over my soul, take over my spirit.
I give you my soul.
oh Lord.
Oh.
it one more time.
That's why I need that extra oil. That's why I need that extra grace. This one that I have is not enough.
temptations. Too many attractions of the world here. Too many enticing spirits. Too many false doctrines. Too many false pastors. Temptations are too much, Lord. This age that we're living in, Father, is difficult to be a true Christian. Too many distractions, Lord. Going to church only will not do it, Father. Reading the Bible only will not do it, Father. Too many distractions. We need the extra oil. We need the extra grace. We need the extra power. Extra strength, Papa. We need extra revelation. Revelation that we will understand what we are supposed to do in this adverse age. Evil everywhere in the land. Hunger everywhere in the land. Uncertainties everywhere on the land. Only your extra oil will keep us going. Somebody open your mouth and ask for that extra grace. Ask for that extra oil. Ask for that extra power. It's here. It's a time where we need everything extra. You need extra tire. For every journey, you need extra tire. You need even extra fan belts. When the road is rough, you need extra fuel, extra tank, extra water, in case the water in the radiator leak because something took it on the journey. To keep us going, Lord. Extra water. Extra fuel in case we buy uncontaminated fuel on the way. Extra fuel, Lord. We need extra shock absorber. Extra shock absorber. The road is too rough. The road is too rough. Normal shock absorber will not do. We need extra shock absorber. In this journey, Lord. We need extra security. Extra security, Lord. Extra security. Extra oil. Extra oil. I want to be a Christian, Lord. Do everything that will make me to be a Christian. Not by my power. I have tried on my own to be a Christian. I cannot. Help me, Lord. Help me with your own power. Power to do your will, Papa. Oh, yes, Lord. You make my life so talk to God, though. It's for your life. Talk to God, though. It's for your life. Extra oil. We need more of you. More, Papa. More of you.
I want more of you. Jesus, the more I know.
Hallelujah.
The more I want to know you, Jesus.
More of you.
More of you,
Papa.
I want more of you, Jesus. More I love you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, I want to know you, Jesus.
I want to know you.
More of you. I want more of you. Jesus, I want more of you. I want more of you. Jesus,
to know of you, we can never have enough of the Holy Ghost. That's our prayer, Lord. That's our prayer. Grant our heart desire. As many as are faithfully following this program, Lord, let's not miss what we need this time. Give us the Holy Ghost. Wherever we kneel down, Papa, Lord, during this period, calling upon you, Father, answer our heart desire. Do something, Father, that will make a sinner to hate sin. Do something that will make your children to love you more than they are doing now. Establish a relationship with your people, Lord. Give us a revival, a revival. Give us a revival. Give us a revival. Pray, talk to God. This is the day of the latter rain. You promise us a rain. It's a rain of revival. Baba, open your floodgates. In abundance. And cause your rain. Holy Ghost rain. give good gifts to our children, how much more will our Heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that ask? That's what we are doing throughout this period, Lord. Grant our heart desires in the name of Jesus Christ. Papa, grant our heart desires in the name of Jesus Christ. Every seed of God here, Papa, you know us. And everyone here, I believe, is a seed of God. If not, they won't come to a church like this. But many don't realize who they are. Live a life short of your expectation. Use this period, Father, and reunite those people to you again in the name of Jesus Christ. The battles we face in this age, they are too much, Lord. Distractions are too much, Lord. Too much worries, too much things around, too much problems. They try to take our hearts away from you. Father, do something that will bring us closer to you, Lord. The God of Mammon has entered the church. The God of Mammon has entered the church. Oh, Father, I thank you. Thank you that you can give us opportunity to hear these things now. That you are alive is evidence of the mercy of God. Don't risk your life, because this thing that he's doing now will stand as judgment against us when we shall face him. What will be your excuse? You are telling the church that they were telling you now, but you chose to live the way you live. Why are you taking that risk? You don't own your life. Do you know what befalls you when you live here? Do you know the day you will die or how you will die? Why are you taking that risk as if you own your life? If you die now at the estate that you are in, which side will you be? With the wheat or with the tares? Will you go to heaven or you go to hell? Will you be with God or you will say, get thee from me, I know you not? That is what this period is all about. Oh, Father, use this period and establish your people. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And those things that you are chasing to the detriment of your soul, they will follow you. You will not call for long before he will give you exceedingly abundantly above what you ask or even think. You won't cry before you will answer you when you live a life pleasing before you. You'll be fighting enemies up and down, because when the man's life pleases the Lord, he maketh him to be at peace even with his enemies. He takes over your battles. He fights for you. That is the joy of being in the Lord. But the devil has tried to make you think that if you have money, then you will have peace. It's a lie. The more money you have, the more problems you have also. What the Bible teaches us is godliness with contentment. Godliness with contentment. If you have it, praise God. But you will not chase it, but not to the detriment of your soul. Don't do that. For a man's life is not dependent upon the abundance of the things he possesses on earth. So what is it? You are a Christian, I'm going to heaven. You are chasing this here. Tell me one thing that you will take to heaven from here, other than your character. It's your character that will follow you when you live here. It's not the money. You look at your bank account, you're happy you have millions there. That's very good. I'm not against you being rich, but I'm against you being rich at the detriment of your soul. Balance it. Have time for your business and have time for God. Give to Caesar what is Caesar and give to God what is God's. Acknowledge him that he's the one that given the power to get anything you want to do. For without him, you can do nothing. You will achieve nothing without him. It will be struggle, 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 struggle. But with him, he will make a way where there is no way. For he knows the way through the wilderness. The Bible says, shows us. So what is all this wahala about? How many people can say, the money I have, I share it with God, in the things of God. Poor children of God around, how many of them have you used the money your God has given you to share with his children? For evangelism, people are hearing us now. You don't know it is some people's offering that makes it possible. Their lives all over the world are changing, even now. You are watching, wherever you are watching us, it is somebody that paid it up that you are watching us now, and you are giving your life to Christ. People are paying for it. This place now coming up here, people sacrifice their money. Sacrifice their money. I know somebody who emptied his bank account to give us television screens. He doesn't even have a car. He doesn't have a house of his own. You don't know that these ones will be used as testimony against you. I mean, as witness against you. You call the money you have. What is it for? Have you not finished building the house? Are you not living in your own house? They will tell you must get another one in Abuja. Get another one in Ikoyi. Get another one. Get another one. At the end, you build all of them. After you have spent all the money, you come and sleep in one corner of a big bed in your room. One corner. Now you go sleep till they break. One corner. So what is all this one? You were building those houses. You had no time for God. You had no time for your spiritual life. Instead, that money made you proud. You started seeing yourself as if it's by your effort you made the money. I'm speaking to somebody. I don't know who it is. But may the Lord use these words I've spoken today and cause somebody again to think positively concerning your eternal destination in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for this grace. Thank you, Father, for this opportunity to hear these things. And thank you for giving me the courage to speak, Lord. Accept our thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the church will say, go back to your seats. I wish you more grace. More grace. More grace. Use your hand and worship the Lord, somebody. More grace. More grace. Turn to your neighbor. I wish you more grace. More grace. More grace. More grace. More strength. Wish your neighbor now. Talk five people around you. Go to five people. Five is the number of grace. Five. More grace. More grace. More grace. More grace. I wish you more grace. Can you stand up and let us sing hymn number 167? 167. So I cherish that old rugged cross. And throughout this period, I will go near the cross and cling to the cross. One 67 in our hymn book. Everybody, let that be your song throughout this period.
All the hills far away. Stood an old rugged cross.
Very old cross.
Emblem of
it's an emblem of suffering,
shame.
Suffering and shame.
Oh, and I love that old cross.
Oh, we
are the dearest and blessed. For a world of love, sinners once made.
Everybody, everybody now.
Oh, though I cherish the old rugged cross, see my trust is at last I lay down.
I will cling to the old rugged cross, and I cherish something.
That's what this consecration period is all about. Do everything to show God that you really want to go to this heaven. He should help you. Make sure you pray where you should pray.